When I found out I was going to be a parent, I immediately felt a lot of anxiety and worry. So I went on to BetterHelp to try to look for a therapist to help me with that.
My relationship with my family and with my boyfriend and with myself were suffering. I really needed help.
I was ruminating a lot. Really getting those thoughts out to a therapist and getting feedback was just life-changing.
If you're thinking of giving therapy a try, visit BetterHelp.com/stuff today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/stuff.
In Puerto Rico, there's adventure around every corner and natural treasures waiting to be explored, like El Yunque, the only tropical rainforest in the U.S. Get swept away by natural beauty and come away with unique stories that could only be experienced in Puerto Rico and that remind you why you travel in the first place. Visits end, but stories last forever. You don't become a part of the island, it becomes a part of you. No passports required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
Brought to you by the reinvented 2012 Camry. It's ready. Are you? Welcome to Stuff You Should Know from HowStuffWorks.com.
Hey, and welcome to the podcast. I'm Josh Clark. With me, as always, is Charles W. Chuckers Flutterby Bryant.
No, I'm a caterpillar, and one day I might be a beautiful butterfly.
Yes. You're a lump of coal.
Yes.
But you're going to be a diamond someday, Chuck.
Who sang that? David
Allen
Coe?
Maybe Johnny Cash?
No.
Originally?
Nah,
we'll it was it one up. Of those old guys.
Yeah. It's a good one.
Widespread Panic.
Did they cover that? Really?
Yeah. They
did pretty good. But it was like a 19-minute version.
Yeah.
Right.
It went a little long, you could say. How you doing, Chuck?
I'm good. I have freshly shaved my head like you.
Yeah. No, mine's not fresh. Mine's shaggy.
Well, yeah, but we're both kind of onion heads now.
You look good.
Where I'm usually not.
You look pretty.
Thank you.
Did you take a series of pictures of yourself?
No, not yet.
Okay.
That's later.
So, Chuck, you've heard about this oil spill, right?
Yeah, I had a feeling you might tie this in.
Devastation.
Yeah.
Dead wildlife.
Yeah.
Injured economies.
Yeah.
Obama's Katrina.
Yeah.
There's one thing that has been conspicuously absent in my estimation. Beautiful.
Nobody's talking about iridescence.
No one's talking about how pretty the oil slick is.
Yeah, that's because it's horribly ugly.
It is, unless you stand at a certain angle, and then you're like, oh, this is kind of nice, actually.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah,
I see where you're headed.
We're talking about iridescence in this one because the shimmery, color-changing quality called iridescence that oil spills feature are in common with something called butterflies, the wings of butterflies. And I can tell you that 24 hours ago, I had no idea why a butterfly's wings were iridescent. Now I do. This is why I love episodes like this, because it's here is why. There's no maybe it's kind of like this, or we don't really know, so you and I get to conjecture like jackasses all day long, right?
Right.
Instead, it's science has figured out why this happens, and you and I are going to explain it to people. So, Chuck, let's do that right now. Let's talk about why a butterfly's wings are iridescent.
Okay. Well, there's a couple of reasons they have their striking color. Iridescence is the main one, but we probably need to go ahead and get pigment and just ordinary color out of the way.
Let's.
Pigment, Josh, is coloring matter that you find in like cells and tissues. And the deal with pigment is it is the same from every angle. You can get up under it. You can get on top of it. You can sneak up behind it.
You can get all up on that.
Get all up in it. But it always looks the same.
Right.
That's what they call it, ordinary color.
And the reason why is any given pigment will absorb all colors except one.
Yeah.
Say, right?
Like chlorophyll.
Sure. Chlorophyll absorbs all colors except green, which it reflects, which causes something to look green.
Like a plant.
A plant, sure, is one. Melanin tends to absorb everything but yellow, giving things a brownish color, right?
Well, yeah, and that's albinism. That means you have no melanin.
Right. You're lacking a pigment.
Mm-hmm.
Same with paints. right? Sure. These are all just pigments. These things don't inherently have a color. They just absorb certain colors and reflect others back.
Yeah.
It's pretty standard stuff.
Sure.
Did you know redheads think they have an additional iron-based pigment that
Gets
in their color?
Interesting.
Yeah.
Their freakish hue?
Yeah. Poor ginger kids, man. They are really taking
it. I love redheads, though.
Do you?
Well, I mean.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Actually, I just like the red, like really redheaded people is kind of cool looking to me. I'll just go on record with that.
Like red or orange? Because there is a big difference, man.
I'm not talking strawberry blonde. I'm talking like really, really redhead.
Shocking red.
Shocking ginger redheads.
Okay. You like staring at them?
I do.
Okay. Don't stare too hard.
Chuck. Okay.
It freaks people out.
You'll go blind.
All right. So that's pigments. They're pretty standard. One can argue boring stuff, right?
Yeah.
Pigments don't give anything iridescence.
No.
They just reflect light and,
sure.
You know, that's that.
Right.
Iridescence is this kind of super spectacular reflection of color.
Almost shimmery.
Yes, that changes, actually. The color changes if you move.
Uh-huh.
So iridescence is generally relegated to the observer. Depending
right.
on where you're standing, that will change the color, how spectacular a color is.
Right.
And, again, we know why, especially when it comes to butterfly wings, right?
Right. Or, you know, we should mention just a couple of others before we move on,
mm-hmm.
like the Japanese beetle, that green on the wings.
Yes.
Iridescent.
Yeah.
Mother of pearl, seashells.
Yeah.
Some fish scales.
Yeah.
And, like, bubbles.
Peacock feathers.
Well, that's a huge one. Did I tell you that there's a peacock in our neighborhood?
No.
I was walking with Emily the other day, walking the dogs the other morning, and we looked up. We heard this weird sound.
Yeah, it sounds like, help! Help!
Exactly.
It's very unsettling.
Yeah, I thought someone was crying for help. And I looked up, and literally at the apex of this roof of this house was a full-on peacock standing there.
Weird. Had it
very
gotten
weird.
Loose, or did they keep it in the backyard?
Some people
keep peacocks.
Yeah, the guy has two peacocks. Because the neighbor was out, and I was looking at it, and he went, yeah, he's got peacocks. I was like, that's sort of odd.
Were you staring at it like it was a full-on redhead?
I was, and I said, that's sort of weird. And he went, yeah, and loud.
Yeah, I'll bet.
So.
Help!
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it was iridescent, and it was fascinating.
They are. They're gorgeous.
Yes.
And actually, peacock feathers led to the investigation of iridescence.
Newton.
Eventually, Thomas Boyle was the one who went, ka-ching, that's
yeah.
the way it happens. So we were talking about... Robert Boyle,
yeah.
Thanks. One of the Boyle brothers.
Exactly.
We were talking about how pigments reflect just one color, right?
Uh-huh.
Transparent objects have the ability to reflect all colors.
Right.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
With an oil slick or with a bubble, you have two surfaces,
mm-hmm.
right? You have, we'll talk about a bubble. We'll talk about the oil slick.
Okay.
The oil slick is oil floating on water, right?
Yes.
You have the top film of the oil slick, light's passing through it, although some's bouncing back.
Right, which you will see.
Right.
With your eye.
And some can make it to the water beneath, the stuff that passes through the top film.
Right.
And then can be reflected back.
And
some can be reflected back. Right?
Right.
Now, if the light that's reflected from the top is also reflected from the bottom, if they're in sync.
If the phases match up.
Right. And a phase is the position of the trough and the crest. Because remember, light exists on a wavelength.
Right. So picture it as like a regular wave or like a roller coaster, if you're a little more simple.
Mm-hmm.
And like you said, if they match up as if they were on top of each other, then you're going to get iridescence.
Right. So, Chuck, follow me on this one.
Okay. To the ends of the earth.
All right. So go beep, boop.
Beep, boop.
Okay. So the beep, that's a crest.
Uh-huh.
And then the boop. That's a trough.
An off-key trough.
Okay, so
yes.
Start going beep, boop, beep, boop.
You really okay. want me to do that?
So, and this is Chuck being a wave of light, a wavelength
okay.
of light, right?
Yeah.
Reflecting. He's just reflected. The moment he starts, he's reflected off the surface of a transparent object.
Beep, boop, beep, boop,
yeah.
beep, boop.
Right?
Beep,
okay,
boop.
So now I'm light coming in, and I'm going to come in and start... After I've just reflected off the bottom surface of, say, an oil slick, right?
All right, so you want me to do this again?
So, Chuck, it has already reflected off the top surface.
Okay.
I made it through to the bottom surface, and now I'm reflecting off, okay? So,
beep,
Chuck.
Beep, boop, beep, boop, beep, boop.
Now, let's say
beep,
I come in
boop,
at, like, halftime.
Beep, boop, beep,
boop,
beep, boop, boop, beep, boop, beep, boop, beep, boop. It's all screwed up,
yeah,
right?
That sounds awful.
It does sound awful. And in when you're speaking of light, it sounds like this. Right?
Nothing.
They cancel each other out. But, Chuck, if I can't, if my phase is equal to yours, but say a full measure behind,
right,
it sounds like this. Go ahead.
Beep, boop, beep, boop, beep, boop, beep, boop, beep.
Right? So it sounded nice. It sounded louder. It didn't sound nice, but it sounded louder. It wasn't all discordant. Right?
Right.
So what just happened was we amplified the beep, boop.
Right.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
This is called, what is it?
Constructive interference.
That's right.
And that's, I don't want to say good and bad, because it's really, scientists would say it is neither good nor bad.
Right.
But I'm going to say that's the good kind, because that's what gives you iridescence. The bad kind would be destructive interference, and that, like you said, that cancels each other out, making something like less, not less iridescent, not iridescent at all.
Right.
So that's it.
Close. That's not entirely it, right? Because consider this, Chuck. Light as we see it,
uh-huh,
exists on a spectrum, right?
Sure.
So on one hand, you have at about a wavelength of 400 nanometers,
right,
violet light.
Yeah.
On the other end of the spectrum that we can see is red light, which has a wavelength of about 700 nanometers, right?
Right.
Okay. If you go a little beyond the violet, you get bluer than blue, a.k.a. ultraviolet.
Which we all love.
Right. If you go beyond the red, you have redder than red or infrared, right?
Right.
We can't see either of those, but we can see within that spectrum from violet to red.
Yes.
And it's based on wavelength. If we, if you take white light, right, like sunlight,
uh-huh,
and you put it, if you project it onto a transparent object,
uh-huh,
all of the colors, remember the Pink Floyd Dark Side of the Moon album cover?
Of course.
It's white light going into a prism and then coming out in its separate forms.
In all its psychedelic glory.
Right. Now imagine that that's static, like it's not changing position. If you are shooting a beam of white light onto a bubble,
uh-huh,
depending on where you stand, the angle of reflection,
right,
of refraction, I'm sorry,
yes,
depends on what color you're going to see. So if you move,
yeah,
across your angle, mm-hmm, you're going to see a different color, and hence this explains the color changing of iridescence.
Right.
All right, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. Because in Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. It's very nice.
That's right. And the more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. I'm talking about unique stickers that you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes, cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with, or hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults.
Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
That's right. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now for free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
So, like, you know, have you ever seen the big bubble wands where they can blow the really huge bubbles, mm-hmm, the huge bubbles?
Yeah.
If you ever do that, do a little experiment and look at it from different angles, jump around, walk around, and you're going to see some color change.
Right.
Have you ever seen a bubble pop in slow-mo? That super slow-mo?
No, but wasn't that an episode of that one show?
Time Warp.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Discovery show. It is super cool, dude. If you look at it in slow motion, you like would pop the bubble. And, you know, when you see it in regular motion, it looks like it just pops in a big burst.
Right.
But from where you touch, it spreads in an arc all around the whole thing, and you see it slowly popping as it goes around. It's
sweet.
Really cool.
Nice.
That's neither here nor there, though.
But it's still pretty.
Very cool.
Like iridescence, right?
Yes.
So what we have now is if light from white light hits a transparent object.
Yes.
And it's a multi-layered transparent object, say like oil on top of water.
Right.
Or one side of a bubble and a bottom side of the bubble.
Yeah.
Some light's going to reflect off. Some's going to make it through the bottom. Some of that will reflect off.
Right.
Most will go through. But if the light from the bottom and the top are in phase with one another.
Yep.
In an even phase. Right. Separated by 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 wavelengths rather than, you know, 1.35 wavelengths.
Right.
They'll be in phase and they'll amplify each other.
Yeah, that's iridescence.
If it's white light, then we're going to see, depending on our angle, all the colors of the rainbow in this iridescent state, right?
Right.
Okay, so what does this have to do with butterfly wings?
I'll tell you, buddy.
Okay.
Butterfly wings are transparent, and the deal is why they look so striking compared to, let's say, a bubble, which is pretty, but not as striking as a butterfly.
Mm-hmm.
It's because there are many, many more layers stacked on top of each other that the light has to go through. When all those are in phase, you get like super iridescence.
Right. So with a bubble, you have two chances, right? You have the top and the bottom.
Two lousy chances.
Right. With a butterfly wing, the cuticle of a scale of a butterfly wing, say, has maybe a dozen. So every beam of light, every wavelength of light has a dozen chances to reflect back.
Right.
Say half of those are in phase.
Pretty cool.
Yeah. And also depending on how, because the surfaces, if you look at a butterfly cuticle, it looks kind of like a Christmas tree, right? So there's like it looks like a Christmas tree basically.
Yeah.
Like a Lego Christmas tree, we'll say.
It's chitin. But the scales, is that what you're talking about, the scales?
Yeah.
Yeah,
cuticles that make up the scales.
Yeah, that's chitin. That's the same thing we have in like our hair. It's protein in our fingernails.
Oh, okay. Nice.
So go ahead.
Okay.
Whew. Sorry.
So as it goes down the tree, you know, they get wider. Uh-huh. These surfaces get wider and each one can bounce light back off. But they're spaced evenly. So let's say that the space in between is 200 nanometers.
Right.
And blue light is 400 nanometers in wavelength.
Uh-huh.
Since the 200 is half of 400, it's going to give blue light a better chance to reflect back in phase, which is why, say, on like the blue Morpho butterfly, which has a space of 200 nanometers between the scales, the space in the scales appears so blue. Because blue has a likelier chance of reflecting back in phase and being amplifying in this iridescent manner.
Right. And the Morpho, doesn't that actually venture into the ultraviolet spectrum?
Yeah. Remember the angle?
Yeah.
So if you're looking, let's say, at the right is red and at the left is violet, if you move too far to the left, everything's gone because you've moved out of the visible spectrum of light and now all you're seeing is the brown pigment.
But who can see it? Is the butterfly.
Yeah, the monarchs are actually in their migration, their huge migration every year. They use ultraviolet markings, ultraviolet light for guideposts, basically, right?
Yes, they do. And it also, the other effect or the other reason that you have this iridescence on the scales is it soaks up heat because butterflies are cold-blooded, so they rely on like the sun to be able to function. So the fact that they're soaking up this heat from the sun allows them to fly.
Right.
Which is pretty cool.
And we also remember pigment, don't forget, still plays a role in this too, right?
Yeah.
So if you have a butterfly scale that's constructed of that contains chlorophyll.
Yeah.
So you have a green pigment.
Yes.
Well, let's go with blue.
Okay.
Now let's go with yellow.
Okay.
Say it's a butterfly scale that's constructed of melanin.
Uh-huh.
So you have yellow already, which it's reflecting back yellow.
Yeah, yeah.
And a monochromatic blue light hits
right,
it.
Right.
It's going to appear to us as green because color mixing still has an effect.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So pigment, structural color, green.
Can we talk about the wings for a second too?
Yeah.
Because I know people are going to write in and say that's really cool, but is it true that butterflies will die if you touch their wings? Sort of, not completely. You can touch a butterfly wing. Like, if you've ever touched a butterfly wing, you'll notice you have, like, powder on your hands.
Yeah, those are the scales.
Those are the scales. They are that fine that they kind of disintegrate into powder. And in theory, you can touch a butterfly wing without killing them, but if you break it, they have little veins. They're all connected by little veins. Mm-hmm. So essentially, if you disconnect the veins from the forewing and the hind wing, that's when the butterfly is going to die. And they're so tender that it's really easy to happen. So in effect, you probably will kill a butterfly if you mess with their wings, but if you just happen to graze against it, maybe not.
No need to squish it after just such a slight intrusion, right?
Yeah. And moths, I think, get a bum rap because they're not as pretty.
Yeah.
Because they're mainly, what was it, melanin?
Melanin.
Melanin.
Yeah.
Mainly like brown and yellow,
right.
Black and white. And they also have a frenulum, which is a spine, and butterflies don't have that.
And right. Also, moths tend to be fatter and fly at dusk or night.
Well, yeah, and that's why butterflies get all the credit, because you're out on a nice spring day in the garden and butterflies are everywhere.
Right.
And then at night, you're hanging out by the porch and you're freaked out by the moths everywhere, like going toward the light.
Well, not only that, the structure of a moth's wing is very, very similar to the structure of butterflies, transparent, filmy scales. For some reason, I guess it's because they do fly at night. They're not iridescent,
right.
Or they don't appear iridescent, although they would
right.
in sunlight.
But they're part of the same family, scientifically.
Yeah.
Big, happy family.
Yeah.
What was the family?
Lepidoptera.
Was that it?
Lepidoptera.
Oh, nice.
Lepidoptera.
There's like 150,000 varieties
mm-hmm.
within that family.
Yeah. And Lepidoptera means scaled wings.
Boom.
Yeah.
That's a great place to finish, don't you think?
Sure.
You got
Should we
else?
Recap?
Oh, I don't think so. We've already recapped a couple of times.
Do you think we've explained it well?
I think so.
All right.
All right, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. Because in Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. It's very nice.
That's right. And the more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. I'm talking about unique stickers that you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes, cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with, or hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults.
Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
That's right. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now for free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
Oh, hi. I'm Rachel Zoe, and I'm back for another season of my podcast, Climbing in Heels. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as fully obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. My podcast, Climbing in Heels, is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season, we're taking things up a notch. I'll be talking to some incredible women across so many industries, from models and beauty industry stars to doctors, entrepreneurs, and TV personalities. Climbing in Heels is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Every week, listeners will be able to ask me any questions. I'm answering it all. My life is absolutely crazy with so much going on, and I'm so beyond excited to bring you along for the ride. Whether we're talking red carpet looks, current trends, or products I'm obsessed with, I'm here to be your fashion fairy godmother. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Because I feel more confused than I did before.
Well, you brought sound into it, but I thought that was a very clever way to go about it.
Well, thanks a lot. If you want to learn more about butterfly wings and their striking colors, type in butterflies striking colors in the handy search bar at howstuffworks.com. Brings up a pretty cool article by Jennifer Horton. Remember?
Hey, Chuck. Hey, it's you and me from the future.
The future.
Our idiot past selves have no idea we're doing this right now.
Right.
But we do.
Right.
Because we're from the future.
Indeed.
And you know what we're here to do, don't you? We're interrupting our podcast for a reason.
T-shirt winners announced.
Yeah.
This is one of the, if you were a winner, you were guaranteed a mention on the show.
Yeah.
And this fulfills that application.
Yes. This is, we've got the lawyers behind us with their briefcases and bullwhips, right?
Yes.
And, Chuck, we picked five. I'm glad we picked five because we had like more than 70 entries, right?
I wanted to pick 10.
I wanted to pick 23.
Yeah.
And we actually did have like a top 23 at one point and finally whittled it down time and time again. And we came up with the five winners.
Yeah.
And they're announced on the blog.
Yeah.
There's an image gallery on How Stuff Works.
Yes.
You can go onto our blogs at howstuffworks.com and look for the blog post entitled, "We Got Your T-shirt, We Got Your Stuff You Should Know T-shirt Contest Winners Right Here."
That's right.
And that'll take you into the site to check them out. You can also get the shirts on the Discovery Channel store, right?
Yeah, they're for sale.
Yeah, you just go on to the, I think, store.discovery.com
uh-huh.
and do a search for Stuff You Should Know, and it brings up all five of these magnificent t-shirts, right?
Heck yeah.
So, the names of the winning designers, the five brilliant individual human beings who created these amazing designs, right?
Yes.
Their names are what, Chuck?
Well, first, these are in no particular order, by the way. We have Peter Feek or Fike.
Or Fayek, we've been debating endlessly.
And he did a really cool design of this old school microphone, and it's sort of logo looking. It makes us look like we're really pros.
Yeah, I call it Hot Mic.
Hot Mic?
Yeah.
I like it.
And then, of course, there's Suki Anderson.
Yeah.
Out of Kentucky, I believe.
I think so.
And she made what I think is the coolest picture I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
It's the baby with the fly on its forehead.
Yes.
And it says, don't worry, there's stuff you should know.
Yeah, I said on the blog that it's unsettling and comforting at the same time, and that's very hard to achieve.
Agreed.
So that was one of our favorite ones.
And then we went with Brad Wilson's brain design, which is awesome.
Yeah, we got a lot of brain designs, so you guys were thinking along the same lines, which means you're all smart and cool.
Yeah.
And that was the brain as a representation of our show is really, I think, pretty cool, and this was what we thought looked best on a t-shirt.
Brad nailed it.
Yeah, he nailed it.
Definitely. Matt Stevenson came up with what I've dubbed the woodcut parade.
Right. Our fans are going to love this one.
Yeah, it's a series of medieval characters, I would say. A skeleton,
yeah.
uh-huh. a bishop,
like a
or
monk.
Uh-huh. A jester.
Yeah.
And they are carrying banners that say SYSK.
Yeah, they're leading the parade, the Stuff You Should Know parade.
Yeah.
From medieval times.
Yeah, and almost. I said on the site, it looks like a parade I'd want to hide behind a tree and watch.
Right.
It's awesome.
It's very cool.
And then lastly, Chuck, I'm going to leave this one to you because I can't pronounce this guy's last name.
Yes, we have Scott, Y-A-C-Y-S-H-Y-N. I'm going to say Yakshin.
Yakishin?
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 Scott, whatever your last name
Yakishin.
Is pronounced.
Let's try that one, too.
Scott Yakishin?
Yeah.
If that is you, you are one heck of a designer, my friend. And
yes.
You did the very cool caricature of Josh and I, and from our mouths and balloons, you have different caricatures of different episodes.
And there's so much camaraderie between us.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we just look like we are having a heck of a time
yeah.
doing the podcast as a 60s illustration.
It's very cool. One
it
of my favorite ones, too.
Super awesome. So Scott, Matt, Brad, Suki, Peter, thank you very much to all of you guys. And thank you to everybody
yeah.
who sent in from something created in rich text format
uh-huh.
to something that was obviously made by a professional graphic designer.
Yeah.
We appreciate all of you guys. And thank you very much for taking the time to lend us your brains and creativity. That's
yeah.
awesome.
We were blown away. It was very cool. You're all very talented.
Okay. And now let's go back to our stupid selves from the past.
Yes.
I predict that I'm going to say some asinine thing about the handy search bar. Okay. Watch this.
Did a fine job, too.
That means, since I said handy search bar, Chuck, are you ready for this?
Yeah.
Listener mail.
Josh, I'm just going to call this Stuff You Should Know, Educating Prisoners of America.
Oh, I like this one.
This is a good one.
Well, Prisoners of Virginia, at least, right?
Yeah, which is in America.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't it still?
It's a commonwealth. I don't know if it counts.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Weirdos. All right, this is from Maria in Amelia, Virginia. I guess they have a prison there. Hi, guys. I thought you might be interested to know that I use your podcast as a resource to teach writing to inmate students. I'm a GED teacher at a men's prison in Virginia. Writing is one of the weakest skills for my students, and many of them never learned to write as far as secondary school, and they were afraid to write as adults.
Mm-hmm.
So they're sort of illiterate, or completely illiterate in some cases.
Well, I mean, think about it, Chuck. What is writing if not a series of choices of what you're going to share with people? It can be very intimidating.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I burn your podcast to a CD and replay one in class because we don't have internet for obvious reasons. The men listen to your podcast, they take notes, and then they must write an article based on what we said. They practice writing sentences and paragraphs in this way. The subject matter is of interest to them, some more than others. I'm afraid to play the moonshine one as much as I would like to. I know they would be interested even if I skip the parts where you make the still and give the general recipe. So she won't do that because, you know, they'll build a moonshine still.
I'll bet they already know how to ferment orange juice.
Yeah, I think so. Some of these guys have been down a long, long time, so they appreciate something to think about that isn't about sentencing and parole hearings. Thank you for your material. My family and I enjoy the podcast, and they do a real service to people. So we are actually educating prisoners of America.
I know. That's awesome.
So if you guys are in prison right now, if you're in the Pokey, in the Huskow, mm-hmm. and you're listening now, mm-hmm. we just want to say good luck. You can turn your life around, do your hard time, come out a better person, don't do crimes again, and
that's good advice.
Get your GED and, you know, get a job, and good luck to you. That's yeah. what I say.
And remember, when you make a decision writing, don't look back.
Really? Is that your advice?
Yeah, that is my advice, actually.
All right.
You can always write something else.
That's a good point.
Yeah. If you want to let us know how we are changing the world for the better with this podcast, send us an email to stuffpodcast@howstuffworks.com.
For more on this and thousands of other topics, visit howstuffworks.com. Want more How Stuff Works? Check out our blogs on the howstuffworks.com homepage.
Brought to you by the reinvented 2012 Camry. It's ready. Are you?
Hey, if you haven't heard of Visible, well, now you have. They're the wireless carrier that's making wireless visible. It's in the name. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon as low as $25 a month, every month, taxes and fees included. Use promo code STUFF20 to receive $20 off your first month for listening to this podcast. Switch now at Visible.com. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com. The Visible monthly rate is $25 per month. Hey, everybody, if you've been looking for love at first sight, it's closer than you think. It can be found at your local shelter. So this June 7th to June 9th, join the Pedigree Adoption Drive, and the Pedigree brand will reimburse your dog adoption fees nationwide. Pedigree knows that bringing a dog into your home not only opens their heart, it can open yours too. Visit pedigree.com/adoption-drive to learn more and see full terms and conditions.